can't listen to all 4 hours of the show.
That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand.
Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, 993 ESPN and the 993 ESPN app. We are back, all three of us. I, Craig Scheman, am here in Estero. Pete Shepherd in Bonita. Chris on the other side of the glass here in Estero. We are rolling on a Monday. All right. Lots going on.
GOT Road Rage guy. I totally forgot when it's 5:01, you guys are just going to break. Yeah. Oh, I was just wondering if the phones are working.
Okay, so I didn't want to get into a bunch of details and bog down the listener with a bunch of stuff, but as soon as we threw it to caller number 9 on Wikipedia, Chris turns white as a ghost and he says, "Oh crap." And the phones suddenly weren't working. They were blinking on our screen, but there were no phone lines.
Okay, cuz I have it now here. I lost it too and then I got to get it back.
Yeah, so he had to reset everything on the fly, and then all the callers came in, and then he went through all 9 callers and we got Chris at Fort Myers. But I mean, Chris was like right up until the time of the break, Chris was working it trying to make it happen, and he just made it happen right under the gun.
Wow, like an Avenger.
Yeah. So, and then...
I don't know if I'm a full-on Avenger, more along the lines of like an Ant-Man, you know, right there, right at the cusp. Not quite. Right there.
Yeah.
I think coming back for the break, I wasn't paying attention because I was looking at a clip on Twitter from Family Feud this weekend, Celebrity Family Feud, with Steve Harvey and Bruce Smith, former Buffalo Bill. He was teammates with Michael Irvin and Chris Carter. And it was at the end where Michael Irvin gave his answers and then Bruce Smith had to go give his answers. And the question was, if Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, what would he replace his hook with as a tool?
Screwdriver.
Well, the first thing he says, hammer. And then it went, because that's the answer Michael Irvin gave. Then he had to come up with another answer. And he said the word for the male appendage.
Oh.
It was the dumbest, stupidest answer, to the point where
Steve Harvey
just kept going, and he started to read the next question, and all of a sudden he stopped mid-sentence and said, "What the bleep did he just say?" Except he didn't say bleep, and it's hilarious. I actually think we could play it on the air. It's that fun, and it's bleeped out, but...
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Maybe. Well, Chris was a little busy there at the top of the hour
trying to get the
phones going and everything, so we're good.
But quick little... That's funny. Malika Andrews, who's in the bubble... ESPN, of the 322 players tested for COVID since arriving on campus in Orlando, 2 have tested positive. A memo sent to teams obtained by ESPN, confirmed by a couple of other sources.
If you want sports to happen in the fall, you better pray that we don't have very many more stories like this.
Rashawn Holmes.
Right, exactly.
Just joining Rashawn Holmes of the Sacramento Kings. Accidentally crossed the NBA campus line to pick up a food delivery. He is now quarantined for 10 days. He has 8 days left. He issued a ridiculous statement earlier saying he was sorry. Now, say God forbid. Now, I don't think anybody of LeBron's stature would do this because they're too smart for this. But yes. What if it was LeBron that did that? What happens?
Well, my question is, what if it's LeBron and he does it now versus LeBron and it's a week from the Western Conference Finals? Would the NBA look the other way?
I don't think they're going to. We'll see. But it looks like they're pretty serious about this. I still don't know how far Rashawn Holmes crossed the bubble line.
Tony, you went to
pick up his food delivery. I don't know. Did he walk out to the parking lot?
He went across the street to McDonald's. That's what he did.
Was it 10 feet, like outside? I don't know how this is all set up. We'll find out. It's probably a video of it somewhere.
All right. The two other stories, of course, the Washington Redskins are no longer the Washington Redskins. As of today, they're retiring the name. No new name has been named yet. They're working on trademark agreements. And Chris screwed me with the Manchester United tip. They tied at 2 at Southampton instead of winning by a goal.
You went 1-1.
It was ridiculous, first of all. Second of all, my soccer hitting percentage is still a lot higher than your being right percentage. So let's just... throw that out there.
There could be some there. You're pretty good. You're pretty good at it. Let's go to the phones because they're working. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. My man, Otis, how you been? Oh, so here's his new walker.
Yes. I love it.
Otis, are you a deadhead? We didn't know this about you.
I did.
No, I'm not really a deadhead, man. You got to follow them around, and you got to do hits of acid. I don't do that.
But you like them.
I heard you created quite the controversy while I was gone regarding demanding this song.
I don't know about that. I don't know about controversy. I called in. I was talking to Rick. I said, Rick, I don't think I've ever heard you play the Grateful Dead. And he was like, no. I said, we can play Truck. He's like, I'm going to get a lot of flack. Chris is going to be ballistic. I said, we can poke old Teddy Ruxpin a little bit. he's taking his 10th vacation. While he's not here, we'll play around. And say, he's like, okay, you got to back me up now. And then, he did it. I said, okay, I will. And he did it. And I can't believe how many times Pete stuttered through. He couldn't believe it. That's the song I picked, but like I told you, Pete, I've been in construction a long time. I had a lot of different teachers up there. I can go from Grateful Dead to Hank Williams Jr.
I love it.
I can listen to anything, and I listen to the Commodores, mm-hmm. and Earth, Wind, and Fire almost every morning just to get going. Yep. But I can go all over because I appreciate music, I grew up in a gospel music church, so mm-hmm. the choir they had me in, the junior choir we were in, the guy was a guitar player, so anything that's got a lot of guitar tracks, be they like Clapton or be they very simple like the Grateful Dead, I will like it. I will, gravitate toward it. And Jerry Garcia was very simple. I mean, I'm in construction. What other guy could do Casey Jones and say cocaine like 50 times in a song and it stays on the record?
Told you, his ties. He had a good wardrobe of ties for a while. That a couple. I got to ask you a question, Otis. I got to ask Otis a question. As you know by now, because we were talking about it, so Rashawn Holmes of the Sacramento Kings crosses the bubble line allegedly accidentally to get a food delivery. If you were to risk your career, you personally, if you were an NBA player, what kind of food delivery would it take? What restaurant or whatever would have? What kind of food would you? Where would you get it from to take that risk to go outside the bubble?
For the food?
Strictly food. Rashawn Holmes went for food.
It's going to have to be a. What place has naked girls selling the food? That's the only way I might. That's the only way. Right. There's no food that tastes. Maybe Roy Yamaguchi's, but that's in. That's way down at Bonita Springs. That's by Bonita Bay. I don't know, man. He's got to be a young guy. There's no way I'm leaving. No way I'm leaving. I'm staying there. Hopefully nobody else does that. And it's not an accident. He wanted the food, so he went and got the food. I mean, not an accident until you get caught or until something happens, right? Uh-huh. It's a choice.
Yeah.
You make a choice, you go do it.
Yep.
Live with the choices, what are you going to do? He's probably a young guy. How old is he?
He's a young guy. Yeah, but he's 7 feet tall. It's not like anybody. You're going to see him.
I think somebody would give him a warning.
How did he sneak out of the bubble? If he's 7 foot?
I don't. He didn't sneak out. He just he thought he said he accidentally crossed the line. Now I don't know how far. I don't know if he went 10 feet over the line. Went out to the parking lot.
He wears a size 22. He's not accidentally crossing any line. That's a big feet. So, if you're 7 foot, you're wearing a 20-something.
Yeah.
You're not accidentally crossing anything. But hopefully they get those guys together and they do something. It's good he's not a household name. Well, he is now, but.
Yeah.
Hopefully none of the other guys. Any more information on how Westbrook picked his up other than, just through normal channels?
No, I don't have any other details other than the fact that he's positive. Yeah. If you're just tuning in for the rest of the listeners, Russell Westbrook has tested positive for COVID. So just in case people
and one know. Other player too. Yeah, as we said, we just don't know who it is.
So he lived and moved around in Oklahoma, right? So he would have probably picked it up there or wherever his family is in California
or I think he's, unless he's spending time in Houston. But.
Well, I'm not sure. Houston, I know that they've
had. Now, if James Harden gets it, I know where he got it from. James right. likes to go to the clubs.
Well, those have been closed right. for a while. But again, he also traveled, and I don't know how he traveled, but somebody grabs your – I don't know. We don't know how he got it.
Yeah.
Well, is he's probably he's probably not that symptomatic, I imagine. If he's not – if you haven't heard anything scream, I guess he's – he's probably going to recover, which will be a good thing.
Yep.
So,
all right, my man.
Anyway,
Otis, it is good.
Anyway, I have one thing. I really, you know, while you were out, you know, Craig, you know, playing Tiddlywinks or whatever the hell you were doing.
Yes.
And Chris was on his 15th vacation this year.
Yes.
He held down the fort and bludgeoned us with baseball all week. You know. And we learned more about baseball in the 1 week of Pete Shepherd than we did our 40
No, you learned about baseball television packages, yes.
Yes. I got MLB Network already. I don't even know what the hell I pay for, but obviously it's too much.
Yeah.
But, you know, according to you, because for $10 more, I don't know. I'm getting ripped off. I think it's in my package, but.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. So thank you, Teddy Ruxpin and Craig, for being off just hanging out all over.
Hi, Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah, Teddy Ruxpin. Yeah.
Who's Teddy Ruxpin?
You know the teddy bear that talks?
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah.
Not from the movie, but remember, do you remember Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah.
It was actually a teddy bear that would talk. It's.
Hopefully, Chris is next. His 15th vacation will come later on, a few months down the line.
Later this month, Otis, I will be going to Disney to put myself in the NBA bubble.
Okay, yes. I'm writing down Rick Church's name for later on. Me and Rick going to do something else catastrophic. O'Miley Day.
Don't mess up Miley.
Well, and Pete's gone next week, so
I'm going
we're just rotating
I'm going next
here.
Week, but yeah.
Well, we're going to call it. Rick, be ready. We're going to cause another uproar.
That's right. Yes. Oh, we're going to cause a lot of uproars. No doubt about it.
Love it.
All right, my man. Be good.
Good to hear your voice.
All right, Otis.
That is Otis. All right. Another regular in the 5 o'clock hour. Sean, I haven't heard from him in a while. Sean, welcome. How are you?
What's up, Sean?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Not much. Just, you know, working. What did you guys do this weekend?
I went kayaking. Can you believe it?
Little picture.
He said he would never go kayaking, and he did it.
I know.
Yeah, wow, I went to Captiva and Sanibel.
Yeah, so first, so those are just tuning in. Pete Shepherd has lived here for 3.5 years, and yeah. I kept telling him, you get off Fort Myers Beach, go see how the other beautiful side lives at Sanibel Captiva. He finally did it this weekend, and from what I understand, loved it.
I'm not saying it. I always knew it would be nice. It was just timing. You act like I had some vendetta against going there. It was really not that. You know, that's like watching, you know, one of those movies that we talk about, like Chris has never seen, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We go, huh? How is that possible? It's kind of like that with me. Well, now it's done. And I'm going to stay there on my vacation next week. So how about that?
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I actually went to Venice on Saturday. Yeah. I did a car thing, so I went all the way up to Venice.
Yeah. How'd it go?
You know, got away from the work week and took a little break.
What'd you do up there?
Just did a car thing for someone's father because they just got released from the hospital because their insurance isn't going to pay for his treatment anymore. So they don't know how long
nice
he's got. So we did a car thing. You know, we all met up. We drove up to Venice and, you know, we did a little car show for him.
Yeah. That's good.
And, you know, cool. Pete did a good job last week. I missed you too, but Pete did a good job holding down the fort.
Well, thank you.
You're too kind. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You see, Pete. Now I know how it feels for the guy that played the clone voices in the Clone Wars because you know he had to talk to himself the entire time.
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes he talked to his brothers, but the guy that mainly did the clone trooper voices in the Clone Wars series.
Yeah.
Now you know how he felt talking to.
Well, I know. Well, Seth MacFarlane does like four voices on Family Guy, so I know what you're trying to say.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it, man. Good to hear you. All right.
Thanks.
Drake fan, if you have the balls to call in the show.
No, I just texted Drake fan back. It's
fine. See, I don't see your text.
It's fine, Craig.
I see his text.
It's fine. He doesn't like the show.
He's critical of the show.
He's not critical of the show. He's just asking us to get analysts on.
Why? They're boring.
Well, and I asked him, I said, what analyst would you like us to get on right now? There are no games to break down.
Duh.
So getting an analyst on with us right now is stupid. If you want a beat reporter, you can get a beat reporter. But what beat reporter do you want right now? No beat reporters can give us information that we can't get off of
Twitter. There's this thing called coronavirus. We're not playing sports right now. There are no games to analyze, Drake fan.
We give you everything that Field Yates and Adam Schefter says. And Field will come on with us hopefully during football season again like he did all last year. Adam Schefter is not going to tell you anything on the radio with us that I don't read to you when stuff breaks.
We learned that.
Yeah, we learned it firsthand.
Hey, guys, I got some breaking news. Oh, what is it? Yeah. I can't really tell you.
Yeah.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Right, right.
Trust me, you're not missing anything. I've got a gazillion screens. We don't miss anything. Oh, breaking news.
And Drake fan?
Breaking news.
Drake fan, one more item for you here. I'm not going to give it any specifics here, but according to the latest ratings book, we know what we're doing here thanks to some great fans and listeners, in particular the 5 o'clock hour on Fuego, on fire.
Yeah. It's a good hour. It's a good hour.
So we know what we're doing.
Don't worry. But everybody wants to be a program director. Don't worry about it. Now, I got to get back to this thing in Los Angeles, Craig, because there's a – I don't tell me if this makes any sense. There's two little reports that just came out 9 minutes ago. So David J. Chow, who is at Pro Football Doc, who's got 159,000 followers, former NFL team doc, 17 plus years, sports medical analyst and surgeon. He tweets this out. As a parent, the email I got from the school superintendent actually says, San Diego Unified School District has made the decision to start the first week of school online for all students as opposed to physically reopening campuses.
Wait a minute, the first week?
The only firm decision is week one so far. Now, earlier, 3 hours ago, this is what we're talking about, Dana Goldstein, who's a national correspondent to the New York Times, said Los Angeles and San Diego announced they will not reopen physical schools this August. It's a major rollback for San Diego, which as recently as over the weekend was preparing for 5 days per week in classrooms. So I don't know what to believe.
I thought the earlier statement said they weren't doing it for the fall. I mean, I thought it was the whole deal.
Well,
just the first week.
This one says, Pro Football Doc says, San Diego Unified School District has made the decision to start the first week of school online for all students as opposed to physically reopening campuses.
And you know what the first week of school is like. It's like you're just getting organized and getting settled in. That tells me they're just buying themselves some time. And it sounds to me like it's going to be longer than the first week. I'm gonna check your one other news source that I had, because I want to get this right. And that's on top
of... because I had a couple of... Again, and Pete Thamel responded to report KTLA out in Los Angeles reported 1 hour ago, all California counties are ordered to close some indoor sectors. 30 counties, including LA, were also asked to close indoor activities at gym, places of worship, personnel, care services, and malls. And Pete Thamel responded with Pac-12 schools that might have an impact there. Amanda Hall also 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
Works locally here. San Diego and LA public schools will not reopen in the fall. They will start the school year online due to increasing infection rates. LA is the second largest school district in the U.S.
Yeah, I mean that's. I'm looking at another thing right now.
Yeah.
Not be opening facilities to students in the fall. But this is just the big news story. They're just not going to open in the fall, period. Nothing about 1 week. And by the way, Gavin Newsom in another story, the governor of California has ordered widespread closures of businesses again back to due to coronavirus. I mean, the state's shutting down. And why are we talking about this? Because it affects sports in the Pac-10, Pac-12, and everything else.
And also earlier, in case you're joining us, Leon County Schools up north, the Tallahassee area. This is right from the school district's Twitter account. Starting tomorrow, all athletic training programs and practices will be canceled for the rest of the summer. We will make a final decision on fall sports in the coming weeks. And as our friend Alex Martin pointed out, that Oasis Sharks scheduled to play McClay on August 21st. And if Leon makes the call to cancel or postpone fall sports, I can't envision other hard-hit counties in the state not following Leon County here. I agree. I hope it doesn't come to fruition, but it certainly looks like it's headed that way, doesn't it?
And we'll connect the dots and everything's crawling apart. In fact, got a couple of cuts from Adam Schefter here. Here you go, Drake fan. I got a couple of analyst bites here from a former friend of the program, Adam Schefter. he again, I told you to start worrying about the Hall of Fame game, and then weeks later they canceled it. And then I said, start worrying about the preseason. Now they've canceled two of the four. Now the Players Union wants to cancel all four games. Well, now here's Adam Schefter on Get Up This Morning saying that he is pessimistic that training camp starts at all on time.
Most teams are expected to report to training camp July 28th. There's an increasingly pessimistic tone that I've heard around the league about whether or not that will actually happen. There are a lot of challenges ahead for the NFL and the NFL Players Association to make that reporting date happen. We all want to see it happen. But again, there's testing to figure out. There's protocols to figure out. And of course, there are the financial ramifications to figure out. There's a lot of work to be done between now and then to make the start of training camp later this month a reality that right now looks like it's going to be increasingly challenging to get done.
And Craig, if I may piggyback, because he just tweeted out something a couple of minutes ago, Adam Schefter. Mm-hmm. Chiefs and Texans rookies scheduled to report to camp Saturday. All players must take COVID-19 tests 48 hours in advance. Yet, there has been no clearance yet from the NFL. And both teams, like the 30 others, are awaiting word from the league about how to proceed. Now, they met today to talk about exhibition games, how many they're going to play, if any, one, two, or none, depending on what you read. And I'm sure, obviously, this is an even bigger factor here. But still nothing, so I don't know what's going on overall.
I thought the one thing we could count on was the NFL, hell or high water, was going to stick to its schedule, just like it did with the combine, just like it did with the draft, just like it did with the free agency, just like it did. And now yep. That is starting to crumble.
Well, it started to crumble last week because the right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing again.
Right.
The NFLPA said, no, we didn't agree to anything, exhibition games. And then NFL said, no, yes, you did. We said one or two. And NFLPA said, no, we didn't. Yep. Oh, then it was like maybe we said one, but it was mostly none. And it was like there was some public stuff that was never made public that came out in a couple of ESPN stories. So it's – but this is more serious stuff about the COVID tests, you know, in 48 hours in advance, and there has been no clearance yet from the NFL.
Yeah.
And both teams, like the 30 others, are awaiting word from the league about how to proceed with this stuff.
All right, here's another bite from Adam Schefter. This is the other big story in the NFL today on Get Up. The Redskins are no longer. The team from Washington will be changing its name.
There was pressure, yes, from FedEx and Pepsi and some of the other sponsors, the major sponsors like Nike that are associated with the Washington NFL franchise. But the fact of the matter is Dan Snyder had been engaged in discussions with the NFL for the last few weeks. They had been considering other names. And when they get the financial pressure and the times that we're living in and make that announcement in early July, the truth of the matter is there's no way they're going back to that name. We said last week that all Native American imagery would be out on any new nickname. The only news today is the fact that they're actually making it official and saying that that nickname will no longer be a part of the franchise.
All right. Financial pressure. Daniel Snyder caved. And by the way, did you see, and probably a little late, I should say, but FedEx, who paid him over $200 million for the naming rights, finally said, yeah, maybe we're not comfortable with the name Redskins anymore.
Yep.
Did you see the new face mask protocol for the NFL play? So it's clear over the eyes, one smooth piece, and then over the mouth part, it's kind of like got little holes in it. It's
Darth Vader-esque, sort of.
Very.
Combination of Bane and Darth Vader.
You know what?
All clear.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty spot on with that one.
Yeah.
For sure.
And J.J. Watt says if they make him wear it, he won't play. Bye-bye. Have a nice day, then.
Adam Beasley of the Miami Herald is reporting a few minutes ago, the Dolphins have communicated with players that, quote, everything is up in the air and that the team could, quote, could see things getting pushed back. And a group of about a couple dozen rookies scheduled to report next week. COVID cases up in Florida, as we know, coincidentally.
Well, they're ground zero down there in Miami. Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest problem. All right, what are we feeling now? Because we had gut feelings before. We've been right so far. The next move is to cancel all preseason, right? But then the next move is, do we get rid of just two games because we got that that week two common bye week opponent, or do we just flip-flop all of September into January? What do we do?
Well, here's what it's, again, to that point right here on Pro Football Talk, one source tells that organization said the full team start date of July 28th, quote, could literally pivot on a dime. So I don't know. It could happen or it may not happen on time. My guess is it's not going to happen on time.
On a penny, a dime,
nickel, half dollar, silver dollar.
Yeah.
Hell, you could even pivot Brian on a
McCarthy,
dollar bill.
The league spokesman says, if we have stated since the pandemic began, our primary focus is on the health and safety of the public, the players, team personnel. We continue to work with the NFL Players Association of our joint medical advisors to mitigate the health risk to everyone associated with the NFL.
All right, more on this, plus your reaction to 239-337-ESPN. If you missed the show today, you were going to say?
Real quick, there was a sporting event played in the U.S., a team sporting event with fans in the stands this weekend. Did you guys see this?
Team sporting event?
It was a team sporting event, and there were fans in the stands. I've got a rundown of how they let fans in the stands, what they did with the fans once in the stands, if that's interesting.
Well, I
want to
hear this when we come back, because I don't know who this
absolutely.
Is.
Okay.
I know the PGA just canceled fans for the rest of the year. By the way, this does not affect Masters or U.S. Open. But I want to hear this when we come back.
All right, cool.
If you missed any of the show today, be sure to listen to it on Sheba to Shepherd On Demand, available on the 99.3 ESPN app, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Sheba to Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Oh, God.
Sheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We're all back together, sort of.
Oh, this is... I cannot believe he's playing Afternoon Delight.
Why not?
We're back in the afternoon. That's a delight.
Our show is delightful. It's in the afternoon. This should be our theme song, frankly. Well, except it's about something else.
The song is about having a quickie at lunchtime with your significant other.
Well, it's clearly not lunchtime, Pete.
It's like it's listening to us for 6 minutes.
Okay. Well, I should say in the afternoon.
Two minutes.
So it's still technically afternoon for another 24 minutes.
Yeah. By the time the evening is here, we gone. Let's see. No, so going into the break. Chris said there was a sporting event in America. It was America, right?
Yeah.
And had fans that they systematically allowed to see. And I have no idea what this is.
I got a text from somebody who was listening. And is it some sort of a tennis thing?
No. This was a soccer match. It was not in the MLS, obviously, because they're playing in the bubble. But who are the two teams here? Louisville City FC hosted Pittsburgh Riverhounds SC. And I believe
Where?
That this is the USL, United Soccer League.
So that's a step below MLS, correct?
Right. The Tampa Bay Rowdies play in that league.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, they play. This game was in Louisville. At the Lynn Family Stadium. And they allowed 20% capacity, which brought the number to... where was 20% capacity? 5,000 people.
Oh, really?
So that they could implement social distancing.
They didn't have 5,000 people. Did they have 5 people?
5,000 people?
No, they had probably 5,000. It looks like about 5,000.
How big is the stadium for this under little lower?
Well, if it's 20%, you could allow 5,000.
Yeah.
Quick math, that's
obviously
25,000, right?
I'm going with you on that.
Yeah. I mean, that's like Marlins Park.
Okay. Fine.
You know?
All right.
But anyway, so the way that they did it is they have six.
Three games.
No, 5,000?
Oh, 5,000. Yeah, okay.
That's what they allowed.
No. You said 25.
Marlins
I know
Park
what you mean, no.
fits 25,000. So they have six gates here at Lynn Family Stadium.
Yeah.
So what they did is they staggered your arrival time based on what section you are in. So if you're in section 101 to 111, you had to get there between 3:30 and 4:45, and you entered through gate 6.
Okay.
And they broke it down for each section. You had suites, tables, large boxes, the supporter zone, and they actually staggered it when you could enter the stadium. Based on what section your ticket was for.
So what's
getting a suite at a USL game?
I don't know, a couple bucks.
What's the difference in time between the first arrival and the last arrival? Like, I'd be pissed if I had to show up 3 hours early.
Only thing I can't find here is what time the game actually kicked off. But like sections 101 through 111, you could enter between 3:30 and 4:45.
What if you show up at 4:50 or 5 o'clock?
Yeah,
then you cannot enter. You cannot enter.
That's it. And your ticket is revoked.
Right, and the reason for that is going to their...
How'd they get this information out to everybody?
They sent an email out to... I'm assuming that it's one of the paperless tickets, give your email address anyway.
I got you.
But they also put some rules in for what you could and could not do. Obviously, they're doing social distancing and that sort of thing.
You couldn't have an afternoon delight in the stands either.
That's... You cannot, no.
Well, you might talk about social distancing. There's plenty of room for an afternoon delight.
So they had 4,850. That's what it was.
Or 5,000.
Close enough, right?
Yeah.
Now, is that where the Cardinal football team plays? No.
They fit a lot more. So they did temperature screenings for everybody coming in. Everybody will have their temperature checked. If you're 100.4 or higher, you could wait 15 minutes, go back and get your temperature checked again. If it was still higher than 100.4, you were not getting in.
Quick, give me some ice cubes.
Yeah.
Cool myself down.
And real quick, I want to let Chris finish the story, but I don't know how you do that. And I saw the people, you know, going to Disney World again over the weekend. It was park is open. The testing people. It feels like 100, especially go late afternoon or early. It's 115 index. How can you?
There's a cool off area, Pete. So you go to the cool off area for 15 minutes. You come back and get your temperature checked again.
All right. Seems like a lot of people would have to do that, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yep.
Fine. I understand why. Hey, you got to do what you got to do, and I applaud them for it. But man.
All fans who require a ticket, so that's all fans the ages of 3 and up, are required to wear a face covering that you bring yourself. Mm. A self-provided cloth mask, medical mask, or face covering that covers the mouth and ear, or mouth and nose at all times inside the stadium, except for when eating or drinking. Take a sip of beer, put your mask back down.
Per sip?
It says except when you're eating or drinking.
What if you chug the whole thing? I mean, that's how you got to do
it. That's a sip. That's one.
Well, it was like that in Sanibel and Captiva this week. If you were indoor, not outdoors, because I ate outside, but if you were inside, you had to wear a mask. So if you had to eat inside, no matter what restaurant or bar you were at, you had to wear a mask inside.
But you take it off when you eat, right? Like,
I don't know. I don't know what the rule is.
For like 15 minutes? You don't put it on in between bites. That's ridiculous.
Or you just pull it down in between bites. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Crazy.
I don't know what's enforced. I don't know what's enforced.
Please keep 6 feet of distance, blah, blah, blah. 40 touchless hand sanitizer stations put up in the concourse. It's only a one bowl. There's not an upper deck. There's not an upper level at this stadium. So 40 of them around the concourse.
All right.
There were cleanings, and then they've got one restaurant. It's the Levy Restaurant. And in order to get in... it's a cashless operation now, so you have to pay by card, and then you once again get tested going into there, getting your temperature checked, all of that.
All right.
That was, you know, apart from like the clear bag policy.
All right.
Those are the differences.
Now let's see if COVID spikes. Was this in Louisville, you said?
This was Louisville.
Let's see if this spikes exponentially in the next 2 weeks or if this is the way to do things in the future.
Just interesting. Well, there's a little model right there, which you can't take to an SEC football stadium, but could you take that model and apply it to Cincinnati Bearcats?
Why couldn't you do that in an SEC game if you're going to only allow like 20%?
Bingo,
whatever?
Exactly. I think you absolutely could.
And I think people will do it if they want to go.
They have to.
Well, I was just thinking the sheer number, you know, 20% at Neyland Stadium, you're dealing with over 20,000 people coming in the stadium.
I got that math.
But you can spread them out. I mean, you don't get to sit in the lower bowl, everybody, but you will have a great seat.
Have them seat in the student section. That's empty.
No, I'm sorry. Let me put it back. I think that you've got six gates for 4,850 people for this soccer game.
Yeah.
Neyland Stadium, it's not like they've got 18 gates for the three levels that they're going to have. You're still going to have to funnel everybody through those four or five gates, six gates, whatever it is. And I think that's where the problem could present itself.
But you're right. But I think a bigger problem would be, again, unless everybody is well aware of the rules, which always seems to be the few that don't, if you show up late, your ticket is revoked. Will they implement those strict standards in the SEC or the Power Fives or any college game?
I don't know, man. If you just spent $100 a ticket and drove four hours to get to a game and you're 15 minutes late for your check-in time, there are going to be some people not too happy. But, man, that might be just the new normal.
Okay, so Boot Camp texted in and said the game kicked off at 5, which basically means – everybody except the supporter zone had to be checked in or in by 4:45.
All right,
huh? Interesting.
Yeah,
but I agree. It's something.
It's a path forward.
It's a model that could be tweaked or modified somehow.
It's like what I was looking at with the German Bundesliga when they got. I don't care about the actual league and who wins it or anything, but logistically, how are you testing all of your players once your players are in not a bubble, but once they're kind of with their team? Are you more at risk? And it looks like with European soccer, at least, like they're not having a lot of positive tests over there.
Right.
Now, once again, you look at the German Bundesliga, that's like the size of Texas, right? We're a lot bigger where we've got a lot more areas, regions of the country we have to deal with, but it's something.
Although I would test Manchester United immediately after that crap they did today, blowing a game and getting a tie against Southampton, costing a lot of people some hard-earned Skittles. I think they should take some tests right up the old nasal passages right now as we speak. Fact. On that note, what you got coming up next?
It wasn't the most pleasant experience, but it was sort of quick.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
My wife said that to me.
What you got next? And that. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Sail! It's dinner time. Head on over there right now. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. On this day, 1985, Live Aid. Remember that, Pete Shepherd? I know Chris doesn't.
I was there in Philadelphia.
Were you really?
Yeah, I don't remember much of it.
Did I not know this?
Yeah. I think it brought up before, yeah. I think we brought it up on one of our toilet shows because the women, besides the Super Bowl in Jacksonville that we were both at, the Patriots-Philly one,
yeah.
But Live Aid was it was so out of control with some of the bath. The females, like Amazon, just took over, and it was a disgusting display.
Yikes.
At times where you really couldn't enjoy the concert because the bathroom situation became an absolute, literally and figuratively, a mess.
Were you there like for a whole day or multiple?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme, founded on this day in 1937.
Great day.
Yeah, it was a great day. Happy birthday, Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, or Han Solo, whoever you prefer, 78 years old today.
President in Air Force One, too.
That's also true.
And one other character, Jack Ryan.
Yes.
And many others.
In some movies.
Some movies, yes.
Patrick Stewart is 80. Captain
Picard and Professor X.
We lost George Steinbrenner on this day in 2010. In 1934, Babe Ruth hit his 700th home run. First one he did against the Tigers, by the way. First ever to 700.
I don't think anybody had more than 350 at that time,
by
the way.
That is a fact, Jack. In 1972, the Rams' Robert Irsay and the Colts' owner, they swapped teams. I did not know that. I did not know that. Robert Irsay used to own the Rams before he owned the Colts. OJ charged with murder, 1994. Gave some hair samples.
False.
Well, no, he was charged with murder. That's
no, fact. But he charged. Was. Yeah, he was charged, but he didn't do it.
Happy birthday, Tony Kornheiser. He's 72 today. Still working. Yeah. Michael Spinks, born in 1956. And Spud Webb. Always enjoyed Spud. 1963. Yep. Pete Shepard.
Greatest dunker ever.
Yeah, not bad, huh? What you got, Pete?
Well, remember, Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod didn't just walk away after the first attempt to buy the Mets fell flat. They came back with a squad of NFL and NBA players. They're back in it. The power couple recruited a dream team of current and former NFL ballers to join their investment group to make a second run at the MLB franchise. With the names like Travis Kelce, Brian Urlacher, Joe Thomas, and DeMarco Murray. Two NBA stars in the group as well, Wizards beast Bradley Beal and Denver Nuggets center Mason Plumlee. They all want to buy the Mets. Yeah.
Those Plumlees never go away.
All the brothers are pulling their money together now, huh?
Yep.
All of them.
Yep. Remember when A-Rod had previously tried to buy the Mets for around $1.5 billion, but it didn't exactly work out. Since then, the Wilpon family, they own the team, hoping to get around $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
So J-Rod's group is back with a larger J-Rod, bid of $1.7 billion, and we'll see.
Okay. All right. Very good. Chris, what you got?
All right. So Thursday, we've got the Memorial Tournament.
Yeah.
Jack's Tournament. And the pairings are out. The groups are out. The premier group, I guess. Tiger. Rory McIlroy is playing alongside Brooks Koepka and Tiger Woods.
Oh,
sign me up to check that
what
one
time?
Out.
What time? Early or late?
They do not have tee times out there right now. Oh. But
if you watch Koepka play, he is a mess right now.
Yeah,
a mess.
He was like that before quarantine too. But it's still fun
because he didn't practice.
Oh, yeah, of course,
still fun.
That's a great. That's a great. What time? What time did you say?
We don't know.
We don't know what times yet. The other three headline groups, if you will, you got Phil playing alongside Justin Rose and Shane Lowry. Good. It's not great. The next two are great. Bryson DeChambeau, Colin Morikawa, and Patrick Cantlay.
Oh, nice.
Oh, great group.
There will be the best golf played out of that group.
Yeah.
And then the other one, Justin Thomas, is playing alongside Dustin Johnson and Xander Schauffele.
Can't wait. Ooh, that's what Thursday. I got. Yeah. That'll do it for the Monday show. Good for everybody to be back. All right, we got a little more time than I thought.
Welcome back, boys. It's been great great having you back.
Yeah, it's been good to be back. And I know you're on vacation next week, Pete, but we'll have some fun in the meantime. And Spain and Company for a few more days anyway, coming up next until August 17th before the new line. What is that? All right, it's time to go.
That was premature.
I hit the wrong button.
You were premature. That's okay.
Premature.
So for Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me.
Things are back to normal.
We got
to
be out of time by now. I'm just, all right. Adios, everybody. God bless America and the world.
I don't know what's going to happen right here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.